Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I thought I'd tell you some jokes, like, to cheer myself up, you know, so just bear with us as you get me joke book out. I went into the shop and I said, can I buy a goldfish? And like the guy said, do you want an aquarium? I said, I don't care what size it is. My mate is in love with two school bags. He's bisexual. Just a second. I phoned the local gymnast if they could teach me now to do the splits. He said, well, how flexible are you? I said, I can't make Tuesdays or Thursdays. I went to the local video shop and I said, can I borrow Batman forever? I said, no. No, you have to bring it back. You have to bring it back tomorrow. I've got some more audiences. My photograph's gone out of the wrong way. I went into a shop and I said, can someone sell me a kettle? The bloke said, Kenwood. I said, where's he then? One Peter Beardsley. There's only one Peter Beardsley. See you then, Bob. Anyway, I'll finish up. Cheers both up, Bob, with some jokes, you know, like from me joke book. Just got me joke book here somewhere. I was in the jungle and there was this monkey with a tin opener. I said, you don't need a tin opener for a banana. He said, no, this is for fucking custard. I told my wife I'd got a job at the bowling alley. 10 pence, she said. No, it's a permanent post, I replied. I went to the doctor and they said, I've got a problem, you know. I always have a dump every morning, it's 6 o'clock. He said, what's the problem with that? He said, don't get up till 8:30. This recruitment consultant asked me, he said, what do you think of voluntary work? I said, I wouldn't do it if you paid me. I can't tell the one about the elephant, mate, because her wife says that it's too mucky, so I'll say it, Bob, anyway. One Peter Beardsley. There's only one Peter Beardsley. One Peter Beardsley. See you, Bob. Right, I'd better be getting back now, Rob, but I'll do a few jokes on my joke book, like, to cheer you all up and everything I do it for you, so give it a go. My sister works for British Gas. Do you want to meet her? A clown turned up late for work on his first day, and he got sacked from the circus. He's suing for funfair dismissal. I burnt my Hawaiian pizza last night. I must use a lower setting. I went to the zoo the other day. The only animal there was a dog. It was a shit zoo. One Peter Beardsley. There's only one Peter Beardsley. One Peter Beardsley. No, I'll tell you, Bob, anyway. Ta-da. Anyway, Bob, I'll give you a few jokes from me joke book before I go, like, you know. So, here's me book and see which ones you might like. I just got the birthday card and I opened it and Yorkshire pudding fell out. It was from Aunt Bessie. Don't like that one, do you? Why did Humpty Dumpty push his girlfriend off the wall so he could see her crack? I was wondering, why the ball kept getting bigger and then bigger, and then it hit me. Not so good, these ones. Right, and you know, it's just whatever page I open it on, like, you know, and it's such a good one. I very recently got crushed my pile of books. But I suppose I've only got my shelf to blame. I think I've brought a wrong joke book. I've got a magic tractor, you know. It turned into a field. So anyway, one Peter Beardsley, there's only one Peter Beardsley. Yeah, cheers, cheers, Bob. Anyway, mate, I better go now, but I'll tell you a couple of jokes from my joke book, like, you know, it's nice cheering up, nice and cheery jokes. I've got some jokes, like, they're them ones you know where someone walks into a bar. Just bear with me, I'll open up my book. Here we go, let's see if they're any good this week. They weren't very good last week, were they? So, a penguin walks into a bar and goes to the counter and asks the bartender, "Have you seen my brother?" And the bartender says, "I don't know. What do they look like?" Two men walk into a bar. You'd have thought at least one of them would have ducked. A pair of jump leads went into a bar and asked for a drink. The bartender said, "Okay, but I don't want you starting anything here." Now, this one is my favourite. A guy walks into a bar and finds a horse serving the drinks. The horse asks, "What are you staring at? Haven't you ever seen a horse tending the bar before?" And the fellow says, "It's not that. I just never thought the parrot would have sold the place." So, I think I'll leave the jokes there. One Peter Beardsley. There's only one Peter Beardsley. One Peter Beardsley. See you then, Bob. Anyway, I better sign off now. I've got a few jokes from me joke book for you. I tried them out and I was just opening up my book. I went to the doctor the other day and he said, "You've got hypochondria." I said, "Oh God, not that as well." This bloke said he was going to attack me, like, you know, with his guitar. I said, "Is that a threat?" So it turns out, you know, that if you bang two halves of a horse together, it doesn't make the sound of a coconut. My grandfather has the heart of a lion and a lifetime ban from the local zoo. Six, eight, the neighbour of the beast. I got into a fight one time with a really big bloke, you know, and he said, "I'm going to mop the floor with your face." I said, "You'll be sorry." He said, "Oh yeah, why?" I said, "Well, you won't be able to get into the corners very well." One Peter Beardsley, there's only one Peter Beardsley, one Peter Beardsley. See you then, Bob. Anyway, I've got my joke book here, so I don't know whether it's good enough, this joke. It's actually an old joke, like, and I was part of the joke, so I thought you might like to hear it.
Should I do it, Andy?
Go for it. I'll just cut it out, it's rubbish.
You know, all the Geordies, you know, were at St James's Park, and I was on the pitch being interviewed by Alan Shearer, like, you know. And they were trying to prove that I wasn't sick, like, you know, because people seem to think I might be, like, you know. It's touch and go, isn't it, really? So Shearer says, "What is 15 plus 15? And I guessed, and I said 18. And all the Georges in the crowd start singing, "Give him another chance, give him another chance." So, well, he says, "I will give him another chance." He says, "What's 5 plus 5, Peter? And I said, 90. You know, I thought it was there, thereabouts, like. But of course it's wrong, and all the crowd start shouting, "Give him another chance, give him another chance." Well, Alan really kindly, really, says he gives another chance. He says, "Peter, what is 2 plus 2? And I think about it quite deeply, and I give the answer 4. And the crowd get up once again and start shouting, "Give him another chance. Give him another chance." So that's, you know, it was just because my name was in there, I thought I'd do it. So, see you, Bob. One Peter Beardsley. There's only one Peter Beardsley. See you, Bob.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
I haven't got my joke book with me, Bob, so I was going to do a couple of jokes, what I can remember in my mind, like. I used to play the triangle in a reggae band, but I left because it was just one thing after another. I tried to explain to my four-year-old that it's perfectly normal to shit your pants, but he's still making fun of me though. Doctor, have you got anything for excessive wind? And he gave me a kite. See, Bob, one Peter Beardsley, there's only one Peter Beardsley, one Peter B. See you, Bob. I might do a few jokes for me joke book before I go, like, you know, so just pick up me joke book. Got it in. So Batman and Robin says to Batman, the Batmobile won't start. Batman says, well, check the battery. Robin says, what's a Terry? Man in the interrogation room says, I'm not saying a word without my lawyer present. You are the lawyer, says the policeman. Exactly, so where's my present? Replied the lawyer. Did you hear about the fire at the campsite? The heat was intense. I got sacked from my job at the bank today, you know. I might, actually, I might start doing accents, so I might do this like a scouser. I got sacked from my job at the bank today. An old lady came in and asked me to check a balance, so I pushed it over. One Peter Beardsley, the only one Peter Beardsley, one Peter Beardsley. See you, Bob. Anyway, Bob, I've got me little joke book out with me, so I'll just do, yeah, a couple of jokes, you know, before I go. So here goes then. Hope you like them, you know. I see eggs are going up again. That will surprise a few chickens. I had the snip, you know, vasectomy, like, because I didn't want any kids. But when I got home, they were still there. I was in the cemetery, right, and I saw a bloke get up from behind the gravestone. Morning, I said, no, I'm just having a shit, mate. So, that's all really, Bob, so. One Peter Beardsley, there's only one Peter Beardsley. See you, Bob. Anyway, Bob, I'll tell you a couple of jokes, you know, from me joke book. Did you hear about the two blokes who stole a calendar? They each got 6 months. Just a daft one, that, like. So, a woman gets on a bus, you know, on the bus with her baby, like, and the driver says, Jesus wept, that's the ugliest baby that I've ever seen. So she is very upset, and when she sits down, she tells the lady next to her, and the lady says, you should not take that, you know, go and rip him a strip, like, go on, I'll hold your monkey for you. No, I was walking down the street the other day, like, you know, and a bloke threw a pack of butter, a pint of milk and a lump of cheese at me. How dare he? Dare he, like, you know. So I'm off now, right, to go and start me neighbour's new downpipe for a bit, so I'll see you, Bob. I'm off to the chemist in a minute, you know, to look at the Christmas display. But I'll just tell you a few jokes from me joke book, like, before I get going, you know. So, I met a bloke at the garage yesterday called William Hill. What the odds of that happening? I also met the bloke who invented the windowsill. Absolute ledge. So, have you tried that new coconut shampoo? Oh, it leaves your coconuts looking fabulous, like. So, big game at Longleat Safari Park today. So, happy Christmas, Bob, you know. You go and enjoy it with your family and that. So, one Peter Beasley, one Peter Beasley, one Peter Beasley. I've got my joke book with me, so I'll give you a couple of old ones, like, you know, before I go, like. So, there was a kidnapping at my son's school, you know. So, okay, though, he woke up eventually. So, I wonder, will glass coffins be popular someday? Remains to be seen. So, Bob, I went to the doctor's, you know, and he said, don't eat anything fatty. I said, what, like bacon and sausages and that? He said, no fatty, don't eat those. So, well, I'll see you, Bob. I'm not too upset by losing a job, like, you know. I'm sure I'll be back, like, because there's only one Peter Beardsley. One Peter Beasley. It's just the one Peter Beasley. Well, before I go, there's a couple of jokes that I've remembered. You might like to hear them, Bob. So. When he reached his 60th birthday, like, you know, my granddad started walking 5 miles a day. He's 75 now, we have no fucking idea where he is. So the two old men, like, you know, sat in the library, like, and one asked the other, have you read Marx? So yeah, I think it comes from sitting on these wicker chairs too long. So I never thought my chiropractor would improve my posture. But my stand corrected. Not so good, but there you go. Anyway, Bob, and see you, Bob, and I'll just open this lid now and see you, Princess. Yes, he is. Hope he's all right with his bit of butter. I've got a couple of jokes, like, from my joke book, so I'll give them a go, you know. See what you think. So I bumped into an old mate, like, and asked him what he was up to. He says, oh, Peter, I prepare meals, you know, for homeless and addicts and drunks and that. I said, oh, it's charity work, yeah. And he said, no, it's Wetherspoons. So it's like this, like, kids one, but it's all right, eh? Why do you never see elephants hiding in trees? Because they are so good at it. So my doctor told me to take up an activity, like, you know, that keeps me out of the pub, right? So I've started smoking. Not so keen on that, maybe. My wife, you know, she texted me and she said, wish you were here. Yeah, she does that every time she visits the cemetery, like. Thank you, like. So, there you go. My wife will be out soon, like, so I'll sign off. One Peter Beardsley. There's only one Peter Beardsley.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.